Benning Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
The X-4 calling control tower. The X-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to the X-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200 fans. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan. Say, gang, do you know what G-Force means?
Well, here's a hint. Have you ever been to an amusement park, ever take a thrilling ride on a roller coaster? Well, as the coaster zoomed upward at the bottom of the first hair-raising drop, you went through a 2G pull-out. Well, maybe you didn't know it, but when you get that funny feeling in the stomach, your blood drained out of your brain and heart and into the lower part of your body. And right at that moment, you weighed twice as much as you normally do. It's all a little confusing, isn't it? Well, I'll try to explain it to you. You see, you weigh 100 or 125 pounds or whatever it is because of the pull of gravity. Now, when you pull out of a roller coaster dive and the gravity or G-force is 2, that means the gravity is pulling you down twice as much as it normally does. And that's why you weigh twice as much. Just try to imagine some of our Air Force pilots pulling out of a dive at 11 G's. That puts a terrific strain on them, and the pilot blacks out, losing consciousness for a few moments, or else he has a grayout, and his eyes go dim for a short while. You know, fellas and girls, flying a maneuverable high-speed ship can be pretty dangerous, especially on a combat mission, so something has to be done to keep flyers conscious when the G-force goes way up. First, some of America's top medical men developed centrifuge machines, which spin and turn you around, creating the same conditions as in a plane in a high-power dive. From there on, the Army Air Force has conducted hundreds of tests and studied the effects of gravity on humans. In just a few minutes, I'll be back to tell you more about it, so don't forget to listen. And now for our story. Returning to Lakeville on the completion of their mission in the lost Mayan city, Hop and Tank were puzzled when they learned that a mysterious stranger had been at the airport 5 times in the past 2 days looking for them. And not more than 30 minutes before their arrival, a note with a peculiarly cryptic message had been delivered. Now, it is late evening. Hop and Tank are in the living room of Aunt Agatha's house with Yale and young Christopher Cross. They are all grimly silent, waiting for something to happen. Finally, as the hall clock chimes a half hour, Tank stirs restlessly.
Oh, for Pete's sake, it's 10:30 and nothing's happened.
Oh, do you want something to happen, Tank?
Well, I ain't staying up late for nothing. I could be sleeping. I'm tired.
I'm getting kind of sleepy, too.
I guess it is time you went upstairs, Chris.
Oh, no, I'm not that tired. Besides, I couldn't sleep. I've got to know what that message means.
Well, another 15 minutes and then it's bed for you.
All right.
You know, I'm beginning to wonder if this ain't some kind of a gag. What do you think, Hop? Hop?
Huh?
Oh, sorry, Jack. Hey, why all the brain work? What are you thinking about?
But no, tonight, Ivanov will be here.
Now, what in places is Ivanov? Animal, vegetable, or mineral?
That's someone's name, obviously. Gail, what did the man who came to see us look like?
Well, he was fairly well-dressed. In his middle 30s, I should guess. Maybe younger.
And he didn't say why he wanted to see us?
Nope.
Is he Ivanov?
I don't know. Hop, how much longer are we going to wait?
Well, I couldn't go to bed now, frankly.
Me neither. Guess I'll go and see what Aunt Agatha's got in the refrigerator.
I'm surprised you held out this long.
Some of that roast beef we had for dinner ought to be good cold.
But don't make any noise, Tank, or you'll wake up Aunt Agatha.
I won't. Hey, Chris, you want something to eat?
A glass of milk, maybe.
Come on, Aunt. We'll see if there's a hunk of pie left.
Oh, well.
Hey, wait.
That's the front door.
Gosh, you think it's Ivana?
It must be.
Well, are we going to answer it, or aren't we?
Of course.
Now, let me do it. I'm fed up with all this hocus-pocus.
Now, Tank, don't start any trouble.
Come on, let's see who it is.
Okay, hold your horses. I'm coming.
All right, we'll wait here.
Yes? Are Hop Harrigan and Tank Tinker here?
Who wants to know?
Are they here?
Yeah, so what?
Stand aside. All right, sir, go in.
Hey, who do you think you're talking to?
Hot, look.
Right, Scott.
Well, of all things.
Ivanov is here.
Who?
He's Ivanov.
Tell them.
He is the great Ivan Ivanov.
A what?
Hey, what's going on around here?
Please, quiet. I have a headache.
A headache? Joseph?
Yes, Mr. Peabody.
Mr. Ivanov has a headache. His pills, quickly.
Yes, sir.
What is this, a parade?
Well, that's worse.
Please, be quiet. Can't you see you're upsetting Mr. Ivanov?
I'm upsetting him.
Mr. Ivanov's pills.
Oh, thank you. You there, boy.
Oh, me?
Get Mr. Ivanov some water, quickly.
Forget it. I take them straight.
Yes, sir. Here you are, sir.
I will laugh.
Same here.
So, now we go down to brass buttons. Which of you is Mr. Harry Hopigan?
I guess you mean me, but the name's Harrigan, Hop Harrigan.
That does not sound musical to my ears. We change it.
What?
Hey, listen here, will you?
Please, don't interrupt Mr. Ivanov.
Then, you, the big one, you are Mr. Tang Tinker? Oh, no, but such a name is impossible.
Hey, listen, Bob, if you don't start explaining right now, your name's going to be mud.
How dare you threaten Mr. Ivanov?
Mr. Peabody, quiet. I take care of this matter personal. Both of you, turn your faces around. Show me your profiles.
Oh, he ain't going to show you nothing.
Oh, why not, then?
What?
Oh, Harrigan, not bad. Very good. As a matter of fact, very good.
Well, that's a great compliment, Mr. Harrigan.
Oh, is it? Well, thanks.
That big one. Surely such a face was not born. You had a bad accident. Yes, Mr. Tinker?
That's enough from you.
Thanks.
I ain't going to stand here and let him throw
that chair voice on my head.
Go soak it.
Please. Mr. Tinker, how many times must I remind you that you're speaking to Mr. Ivanov?
I don't care who I'm speaking to.
Frankly, take it easy now.
If you don't get them out of here to help me, I'm going to blow my top.
Mr. Ivanov, I think it's about time you did explain yourself.
What? He's there to explain. I'm here, yes? With Ivanov, time is money. So, Mr. Peabody, they will do.
Very good, sir.
You will take care of all details.
I've had them typed on the sheet of paper. Here you are, Mr. Harrigan.
Ah, but what...
Enough talk. Already I've spent more than 6 minutes here. Mr. Peabody, come, we go.
Yes, sir. Joseph, Mr. Ivanov is ready to leave. Start the car.
Mr. Harrigan, Mr. Tinker, goodbye. What? Such a face.
I don't like yours, neither.
That voice for my head. Come, Mr. Peabody.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Now, just a minute there.
Pop, is the roof still in the house? Feels like a hurricane just struck.
For Pete's sake, what's that all about?
You've got me.
Let me see that paper Mr. Peabody gave you.
Oh, sure.
Who was that man, Hop? And why did everybody make such a fuss over him?
Joseph, Mr. Ivanov kills. Joseph, start the car. You think he was Mr. Big himself?
Oh, good heavens.
What's the matter?
What? I can't believe it.
Believe what?
Hop, Tank, you're going to be movie stars.
Gail's words hit the boys like a sudden electric shock. They're left utterly speechless, staring at her with mouths agape and eyes wide as saucers. Hop and Tank movie stars? Well, there must be some mistake. We'll know if it is in just a moment, gang, so stand by.
Gang, you'll remember at the beginning of Hop Harrigan, I told you how dangerous those high G pull-offs were for pilots. Well, as a result of careful tests, the Army Air Forces came up with a pressure suit which automatically blows itself up or automatically deflates itself. This garment, called the anti-G suit, puts enough pressure on a flyer's legs to keep his blood circulating normally when he's under high pressure. Here's how the suit works. On the inside is a rubber framework shaped up like a ladder. The ladder is blown up by exhaust air from the plane's vacuum pump automatically. The pilot doesn't have to do a thing. And the beauty of the whole suit is that the gravity itself, when it begins pressing on the flyer, starts the air flowing into the anti-G suit. And the higher the gravity gets, the harder the suit blows up. Tests have shown that the suit permits pilots to retain normal reactions and sight in any maneuvers up to 7 or 9 G's. The garment itself is pretty light, weighing about 4.5 pounds. One of the major tests the Air Forces has been using is the same as follow the leader, only in this game, a pilot without an anti-G suit tries to follow another pilot wearing one through a set of complicated dives and loops, and the flyers who are not equipped with the suits blacked out when they tried to do more than their bodies could stand. Combat reports from pursuit pilots fighting the Japs in the Pacific give lots of credit for destroyed enemy planes to those protective suits. In spite of the astounding results they've gotten already, the Air Forces is still not satisfied with the suit as it is today. Tests are still being continued. And say, gang, all these new aviation developments I tell you about are done to make the planes of the future better and safer. And if any of you want to make aviation your career, get ready now, for always remember, America needs flyers.
And now back to our story. It is early afternoon of the day following Ivan Ivanov's astonishing visit. We find Hoff and Gail Nolan walking across the field toward the hangar apron where the Beechcraft is parked, its engine turning over in a slow warm-up. Hoff is dressed in flying clothes.
Hoff, are you flying directly to Hollywood?
No, according to the instructions, we're supposed to meet Ivanov on location. They're shooting some outdoor scenes. The plane looks like it's ready, but where's Tank?
Yes, and Chris. They were together last I saw them.
Maybe they're in the hangar. Come on.
No.
Here, let me try it again, Chris.
Oh, there they are.
Better.
Oh, but maybe... What are they doing?
You bet.
Well, come on, let's watch them a little.
Okay, I'll try it again. You be or not to be? That is the question.
What can I ask?
Oh,
whether
it's
the nobler in the mind to suffer the flames and arrows of outrageous fortune...
That's Shakespeare.
Or to take arms against this... Against the
sea of troubles.
Oh, yeah. The sea of troubles... And by opposing, end them!
Oh, well, thanks, well.
You mean it?
Oh, sure.
Hey, look. What's all them words mean?
Oh, what is it? Priceless.
Didn't want to be an actor, huh? Coming along just for the ride, was he?
Hey, Chris, you really think my face is so bad, like Varnoff said?
Oh, I don't pay any attention to him. He hasn't got any kind of a face to brag about himself.
Yeah, that's true.
Besides, when they put makeup on you, you won't look the same anyhow.
Thanks, you're a big help. Let me do some more acting, huh?
Oh, sure.
Where did I leave off? Oh, yes. Now, get this. The clock finished. To die! To sleep!
That's enough, Tank. I'm dying just listening to you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Tank.
Hi, I was just...
Yes, I know. And now, Mr. Barrymore, will you square away to take off, or do you want a couple of curtain calls? Come on, we've got to get rolling.
Okay.
Yeah?
Are you standing there, Walt?
Long enough.
Well, how was I?
Clark Gable, better watch your step.
And you think I got something?
What you've got, Tank, will set the movie industry back 20 years.
Fine pal you are.
Oh, never mind, Tank. I thought you were very good. So did I, Tank.
I know you
too. Come on now, pilot.
Okay. Come on, Gail. See you.
Bye, Tank.
Be good, Chris.
I will. And write to me, will you? And get me some autographs?
Too bad.
Okay, Gail, here we go again. Don't forget the Army Courier will be here this afternoon.
Yes, I'll get into this. Good luck, Hub.
Thanks. I think we'll need it. Chris, help Gail take care of the airport, will you?
Oh, sure thing. So long.
So long. All set, Tank?
Yep.
Okay, release the brake.
Let her go.
With a final wave of his hand to Gail and Chris, Hop opens the throttle and taxis out to the head of the runway. There, after a quick engine check, he turns into the wind, and with the engine singing a song of power, the plane roars into the takeoff. Tank settles back in his seat, peers ahead into the western sky, and shouts,
"Move over, Gable! Give it through! Harrigan and Tinker are on the way!"
And so another action-packed adventure begins. So be sure to tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.